What happens when a child reports sexual abuse, but adults don't believe them? Today, more than 80 women and girls say they were abused by a Michigan State sports doctor. But 20 years ago, one woman says she tried to come forward about that abuse and wound up believing she was the problem. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells reports, and a warning, this story might be disturbing for some.
When Larissa Boyce was in high school back in the late 90s, she wanted to be a gymnast, like collegiate level gymnast. It was her life's dream, and she trained with the youth team at Michigan State University, which meant that every day she got to work with Coach Kathy Klagis, a red-haired, one-woman steam engine who fought so hard to make MSU gymnastics the best program it could be. Even though recruiting could be a bit of an uphill battle, as she said in an interview last year.
The best kids keep going to the schools that have won the national championship in the past. So we keep striving every single year to get better. And so that's one of the things that I think is pretty hard to do.
But Klagis always said that the most important part of her job was earning the respect of her athletes. So Larissa Boyce says she felt like she could trust Coach Klagis with anything, even difficult stuff. And one day she says she told her coach, look, something is wrong.
It was in her office, and I remember telling her that I felt uncomfortable with what he was doing.
He is Dr. Larry Nassar in this situation, a name that you might know by now.
So I have two gymnasts here with a history of back problems, okay, that I've had to do a lot of work on. And you can tell just from the posture of the two.
Nassar, who put up these YouTube videos about treating gymnasts, was the doctor for the U.S. Olympic gymnastics team. He was also a professor and a team doctor at MSU, this guy that everybody seemed to really like with his nerdy glasses and his Midwest twang. And Larissa Boyce would see him for her lower back pain.
There were some trainers in the room, and he told them to leave the room. And I remember them looking at each other like, this is weird. And I remember him taking the gloves off, and he started using his thumb.
Boyce says Nassar would use his fingers to penetrate her vagina.
It was just very, felt very sexual.
She says this penetration happened at first once a week, then every 2 weeks. Dr. Nassar was aroused during those treatments, she says, and would ask about her sex life with her boyfriend. Eventually, Boyce says she told her coach, Coach Kathy Klagis, that Dr. Nassar was penetrating her during treatment.
And she just couldn't believe it and thought, she said that I must be misunderstanding it or reading into what he was doing. And I said that I wasn't.
Now, Coach Klagis at this point had worked alongside Nassar for years. They were close friends, and some alums even talk about them like members of the same big family. Coach Klagis as this stand-in mom for her athletes, and Dr. Nassar as the kind uncle who really made you feel like he cared. And Coach Klagis knew that having Dr. Nassar with his Olympic pedigree was a selling point for recruits. So with Larissa Boyce still sitting there in her office, Coach Klagis starts pulling in other members of that youth team, two or three at a time, asking each of them in front of Boyce, has anything uncomfortable ever happened with you and Dr. Nassar? And all of them said no, except for one. In court filings, one other girl says she told Klagis that, yes, she too was being penetrated by Nassar during treatment.
So she kept that girl in the office with me. We were both saying that we were so embarrassed and that we felt like we were in trouble. And I remember, you know, the rest of practice, I think I just went into the bathroom and cried.
After a couple hours, Klagis comes back into the office and sits down with her for a talk.
And said, well, you know, I could file this, but there's going to be very serious consequences for both you and Dr. Nassar. I remember just like looking out the window behind her and just not even wanting to look at her.
Boyce says she told herself, you know, maybe I am the problem here. Maybe something is wrong with me that I would think anything about this medical treatment was sexual. And on top of that,
I wanted to do gymnastics in college. And Kathy had told my parents that I had a chance of doing that. And so I, you know, if she's telling me that I was wrong, I had to make myself start believing that and that I just must have a dirty mind.
That conclusion that she, Larissa Boyce was the one who was wrong. It can be hard to understand, but Boyce says she trusted her coach, and when Dr. Nassar confronted her about her complaints, Boyce says she apologized to him. Now, fast forward 20 years. It's 2016. Larissa Boyce is grown up, married, raising four kids who are all major MSU fans.
Shocking allegations tonight against the former head physician of the U.S. Women's Olympic gymnastics team.
When these sexual abuse allegations against Nassar hit the news.
My initial reaction, I was defending him.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You felt like people must misunderstand what is
happening. Yeah, because I was told that I had misunderstood it and that it was a medical procedure. And so that was my reality for the past how many years. That's what I had to tell myself.
And she stuck to that story for months, she says, defending Nassar. But meanwhile, Boyce says, she started having these weird health problems. First it was shingles, then her hair started falling out. She couldn't sleep at night. And her husband, Adam Boyce, says she started sharing these memories of her treatments with Dr. Nassar.
And I'll never forget, we were sitting in the kitchen, and she said, I had an awful memory that was very vivid, and I know what happened was not right.
Larissa Boyce, along with dozens of others, filed a lawsuit against Nassar, Coach Klagis, and MSU, among others. And the other youth gymnast from that day, the one who says she told Coach Klagis that she was also being abused, she's suing as well. She's using the pseudonym Jane Doe and claiming that Coach Klagis told her there was no reason to bring up Nassar's conduct.
New details emerging today as longtime MSU gymnastics coach Kathy Klagis announces her retirement.
After 27 years on the job, MSU suspended Coach Kathy Klagis. She retired the next day, issuing a statement saying that she would never put her athletes in harm's way, much less stop them from reporting abuse. We reached out to Klagis' attorneys and told them about Larissa Boyce's recollections of this day. They said that they couldn't comment on pending litigation. And Larissa Boyce says it is surreal sometimes to relive all of this 20 years later.
But it makes me feel like my intuitions were right. I'm finally, I feel validated knowing that I knew what was happening was wrong, and another adult told me that I was wrong.
Boyce and her family, they love MSU. They always will. And she says she wants MSU to use this abuse scandal to do better, to be a place where there are trusted adults and where an allegation like this never gets ignored. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.